USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
President Trump backing his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, during an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland. The president says his accuser, Christine Ford, should be heard, but that he still has confidence in Kavanaugh to serve on the high court.
Top of the line education, the best student, no matter where he went. But I also want to hear what's going to be said during the week.
Ford claims she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. After much back and forth, she's now scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Kavanaugh denies her allegation.
I want her to have her voice. Let her have her voice. Let her say whatever she has to say. Let him say what he has to say. And at the end, the senators will make a choice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump to address the UN General Assembly Tuesday in New York. In other news, at least 25 people killed in Iran during an attack on a military parade, the country blaming the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reacts.
We want Iran to stop being the world's largest state sponsor of terror.
The Secretary of State, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
When you have a security incident at home, blaming others is an enormous mistake. And the loss of innocent lives is tragic.
And word of first responder's house ransacked while he was doing a good deed, helping victims of Hurricane Florence. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
A North Carolina National Guardsman's home was burglarized while he was deployed on a Hurricane Florence relief mission. His girlfriend says items taken included irreplaceable valuable coins and jewelry.
Really hope it was worth it to see another family struggle and to watch someone go through what you did to somebody.
Nearly $15,000 has been raised to help 24-year-old Guardsman Luis Ocampo.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new storm brewing. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
Cleanup from Hurricane Florence continues across the Carolinas and parts of Virginia as forecasters turn their attention toward Tropical Storm Kirk. They say Kirk is continuing to move west across the eastern Atlantic, but doesn't currently pose any threat to land. The National Hurricane Center said Kirk is around 400 miles south-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands, moving slowly west at 16 miles per hour. Kirk is expected to strengthen in the next few days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Food and Drug Administration has a message for pet owners. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The FDA says pills meant to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks could, in some cats and dogs, cause neurological problems as a side effect. Doctors say pet owners need more warnings, and they're issuing an alert to owners and to veterinarians saying they're going to require more clear labeling on such products, including proper dosage. A pesticide used in the medication sold under brand names like Bravecto and NexGard can cause symptoms like stumbling or seizures in some animals. After careful review, the FDA says the products are safe and effective for most animals, but while most won't have adverse reactions, it's important pet owners and vets know the risks and get more information. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.